I'm David Hatcher of EG, and I'm here with Ian Watson and Morgan Jones, joint chief executives of Hansteen, following their €1.3 billion disposal of their the German and Dutch assets to M7 and Blackstone. Guys, congratulations on the deal. Tell us a bit about how it came about. What was the genesis?
Thanks very much, David. I think that as we came up to last Christmas, it was apparent that we'd had a good run with occupancy in terms of Germany and the Netherlands, and in terms with values, and indeed the rent roll was at an all-time high. So we started to, our business model is really a sort of buy, work and sell over the cycle. And we were starting to think that we'd added quite a lot of value in those two regions. And then the final sort of decider is the currency, which is obviously we have fought against the currency for several years. And then suddenly post-Brexit, the currency's completely turned around. And we thought if we could, this would be a perfect time to transfer a chunk of value from euros into sterling and lock in that currency benefit. So that was the sort of background, and we then decided that we'd talk to sort of a handful of buyers or potential buyers very discreetly, because obviously we're a public company, so it's tricky to go out high, wide and handsome, but we thought we'd identified the particular most likely buyers. And the other thing that, as well as obviously maximizing the value, that we wanted to focus on was to choose a buyer who we felt would provide an excellent future for our teams in Germany and the Netherlands. And really it all came together with that combination of Blackstone and M7, because it was clear that Onyx have got a plan to aggregate a lot of urban industrial in Europe, and that because they were going to be growing materially and quickly, that provided a sort of keen buyer, but also in terms of M7, we had an obvious and growing home for our team. So that was kind of, it all came together really, and we struck a deal February, I think. And obviously we've got to exchange contract at the weekend, so it's been pretty speedy, but been good.
Well, yeah, that sounds makes an awful lot of sense, and it appears that the markets have reacted pretty well as well.
Yes, so far the share prices have pushed along, and reaction has been good.
Fantastic. And you guys are almost a pure UK focused business now, with a few properties in France and Belgium, I think. Is that something that you think will be there to stay for the long term, that you'll be kind of largely UK driven now, or do you think that you'll then look to go back and expand in continental Europe?
Yes, well, other than the statement we never say never, I think you're probably right that we'll be, our current aim would be to work out the Belgium and French properties and focus on the UK, but that wouldn't stop us if there was a great deal, but the basic plan is to focus on the UK.
And clearly there was a very decent level of interest in the European business. Do you think it's likely or possible that you'll get offers for the rest of the company to be taken out?
I mean, it's certainly possible, isn't it? I think that we are at a period that's sort of were unfamiliar territory in that suddenly urban logistics or light industrial, as old dinosaurs like me and Morgan used to refer to it, we're not used to being in the sort of sexy sector. We've been used for many, many years working kind of under the radar to a degree, but clearly it is now on the sights of a lot of global investors and domestic investors. So, it wouldn't be a surprise, I think, if people picked up the phone and wanted to talk to us. But, we're just very happy with the business as it's going forward at the moment, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, the element that we had with Germany and the Netherlands was a currency fluctuation. And over the years of Hansteen, we haven't often had the currency working in the right direction, and so that particular concern obviously doesn't apply in the UK.
In terms of it being the kind of the sexy sector at the moment, or being given considerable focus, why do you think that is? Do you think it's because of the potential to tie in with e-commerce and kind of last mile? Is that why people are starting to look at it differently, do you think?
Yes, I think the yield and the move to internet delivery and internet shopping and internet business to business, I think that's why a lot of the interest has come. But also we've always talked the merits of industrial rents being robust and undervalued, but we've certainly seen more interest from people in relation to the internet side, and we did 630 leases in the UK last year, and 26% were related to internet or car companies which did internet delivery of one form or another, either off their own book or through an Amazon and so forth. So everybody knows that it's an increasing part of the way people deliver and do business. And it's beginning to appear as a greater proportion of our tenant base.
Fantastic. Well, thanks very much, guys, and congratulations again.
Thank you.
Thank you.